Well, it's a joy to be here.
Amen.
Well, I'd hate to heard about this service. Well, that's a bad thing when it said, man, you ought to have been there. So the Corbetts were singing. Brother Ken said, you want to take a break? You want to preach now? He knows better than to ask the man that. If he's got any preach in him, and after that singing, don't ask him, do you want to preach now or take a break? Thank God. It is all about the grace of God. It's all about the grace of God. It's so good to be here. In your Bibles, in Psalms 34 and verse number 15. My Father, God, as I bow this morning in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus, thanking you, dear God, for this privilege that we do have of being in your house. Thank you, dear God, that you're mindful of us today. And dear Lord, you've made us mindful of you. I thank you, dear Lord, that the singers got us to you through song. I pray now, Lord God, that you'll help me to get us to you through the Scripture. And oh God, thank you for all the moving to God and how that people have got closer to God and got clean before God. But Lord, I pray now that you'll help us. And oh God, that you'll make it easy to preach. And may the will of God be done in every heart in the house. And we'll be careful to thank you and to praise you for all that you do. For we ask it in Christ's name. For his sake I pray. Amen and amen. Psalms 34 and 15. The Bible says, the eyes of the Lord are up on the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. I want to preach on this subject for just a few minutes this morning. The past is a promise. You may be seated. The past is a promise. Thank God that we have not traded gods. Now sometimes we talk and it sounds like that, and we're doubting and wondering, and it sounds like that we have traded the God that used to do all these things in the Bible for a God that cannot hear or see, and that for a God that cannot help us. But you can take your Bible and read about what God has done for others. And He will do that for you. It is a promise. Has He always been looking? Yes, He's always been looking. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Has He not always been listening? Yes. And his ears are open unto their cry. He's a God that's looking. He's a God that is listening. Now there's multitudes today in buildings across this country that their God has never been looking. And their God has never been listening. But I'm so proud that we are in God's house. The God that can hear. And the God that can help. And so if he's ever done it back yonder, oh, Corbett, if he's ever done it back yonder, he's still the same God. He can still do it again. It's not what he didn't say, but it's what he did say. And what he did do and what he can do. Three things I'm through. Now, first of all, evidence that God is listening. This verse is evidence that God is listening. We know that God is listening because of verse number 4. Peace that He sent. I sought the Lord. Now watch it. And He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Thank God, because of the peace that He sent is evidence. I like that phrase, and He heard me. And so when we cry to God, He hears us. Now watch verse number 6. Evidence. Problems that He solved. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Thank God, I'm glad. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles, problems that he solved. Now watch verse number 18. It's evidence because people that he's saved. The Lord is none of them that have a broken heart, save as such as be of a contrite spirit. Because of the people that he has saved, evidence. Why, there ought to be some evidence in the house. There ought to be some evidence up here in this house that God has saved somebody by the grace of God. Thank God, I'm glad the evidence lives in me. Why? Because the people that he saved. So if he's still saving them, he can. He can save them old dopers. He can save them old drunk. Has he ever saved once you know it? That ain't hard to understand. Verse 19, evidence of pain that he soothed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And then people wonder, say, well, why are we having so much trouble? And why do we have so much trouble? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Hallelujah. Thank God that He does. And we will have afflictions. We'll have storms. We'll have troubles. He didn't say we wouldn't have troubles and trials. But He did say, that He'd deliver us out of all of them. Evidence. Number 2. Examples that God is listening. The plea of a mother in 1 Samuel. You remember when Hannah vowed a vow? And she made a plea. A plea of a mother. And she come to God and made this plea to God. God heard her. She wanted a man child. God heard her and give her the man child. I'm glad that the plea of a mother still gets heaven's attention. I'm glad, thank God, that in this Bible, Jesus come through and they would send somebody or they would go where He was and said, there's a sick child over yonder. I'm glad He makes house calls. I'm glad, thank God, He'll come in the night. He'll come in the day. He'll heal your children. Mama, just keep a praying. He's a listening somewhere. How you know? The past is a promise. The plea of the mother. And then in 1 Kings 18, the prophet on the mountain. There's a having a little meeting. And Elijah said, well, let's have a meeting. And he said, the gentleman that I am, I'm going to let y'all go first. He said, I'm going to let y'all go first. And said, when y'all God gets through talking, if he says anything, he said, then I'll go. So they built the altar and made the sacrifice and they hoop and holler and cut flips and flops. Their God ain't said nothing. He ain't even grunted. He ain't even waved at them. Said, well, maybe he's on... Elijah kind of gigged him a little bit. Said, well, maybe he's on vacation. Said, maybe he's asleep. Said, maybe y'all got a holler laugh. Maybe I got to wake him up. But he never said nothing. Then he said, okay, it's my time. So he built all of them and put the sacrifice in. To add misery to misery, he said, go get 4 barrels of water. Poured the water on. He said, I tell you what, get 4 more. Now they're up on the mountain. Water ain't right there. They haul. Yeah, I mean, they ain't getting it right there where they're at. They ain't just turning. Poured them more, 4 more. And he said, I tell you what, go get 4 more. Set us water down good. And then he cried out to his God. He cried out to his God. Now, you're talking about an example of God. And his God heard him. Son, David, I'm talking about his so wet, old man Coleman coming up burning. And he called out to his God and God answered with fire. Burn it all up. Lapped up the stones and lapped up the water. Ground was dry, it wouldn't even grow a turnip green. Oh, yeah. Now, here's the message in that. Have you got enough water to start a fire? You got enough water. That's the reason a lot of places ain't no fire. Because they took the water and added Kool-Aid to it. Ain't we having a time this morning? You know I'm telling it right. Oh yeah, they put sweet Kool-Aid in it. So everybody will like it. So everybody can get it down. But I tell you, there's some things in this water that you absolutely can't get down without some grace. Too strong for a lot of folks. Say, well, I don't have to take that. You're absolutely right. We need your seat. I ought not tell this. He's coming Tuesday night, so I won't tell. I used to preach for Dr. E every year for 20-something years. I was over one time preaching. The house was full. And Corbett said, hey, with so many folks there, had chairs out. Couldn't get nobody else in. And he had a church full like y'all got, just on a regular basis. And I said, Dr. E, I said, what you going to do about all this crowd? You going to be alone? He said, no. No, Dr. Bolton. I said, what you going to do? He said, about two hot messages, we'll have plenty of room. He said, that's a whole lot cheaper than building on, too. I'm talking about this pure water, a Kool-Aid. You hear what I'm saying? But an example, thank God, that an old prophet of God can get a hold of God and He'll send the fire. He'll still do what He used to do. Then the psalmist was in a mess. Yes, he was, Brother Ken. He was in a mess. But I'll tell you what. In Psalm 40, verse number 1. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. And He inclined unto me. And I watch it. And heard my cry. You may be in a mess. But if you wait on God. You just wait on God. And talk to God about it. And He will answer you. He'll hear your cry. I'm glad, thank God, that He will. He'll answer you and get you out of the mess that you're in. The psalmist was in a lot of different messes back there. But thank God, he was a good confessor. That's what will get you out of the mess you're in today. If you're a good confessor, like Pastor said, don't try to blame it on nobody else. You're looking too far from home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he would come to God and confess what he'd done. God cleaned him up out of that mess because he'd hear him. And the only thing that gets you out of the mess you're in is hearing from God. God will answer you. In Acts 16, the prisoners in the midnight. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang songs unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Yeah, the prisoners heard them. Well, you said, well, why did the... I tell you, I thought of this when you was talking this morning about us be Christians first. Instead of trying to major on being a preacher. If we'll be Christians first, then we will be a preacher that God has called. Now, Brother David, Paul and Silas wasn't singing to the crowd. They weren't trying to impress the crowd. They just said, well, we in jail. We ain't got nowhere to go. Yeah, got nothing else to do. Said, we'll just sing praises to God. And they got to singing. Brother Mike got singing to God. You start doing what you're doing for God and somebody will hear you. Yeah. Yeah, I learned a long time ago, because when I was pastoring, I always had a target. God told me, said, quit getting targets. Said, you just do the shooting, I'll do the sight. He said, I know the targets. He said, you're missing it and killing a lot of folks. He said, you just do the shooting and I'll do the sighting. See, he already had the crosshairs on that giant way before David got there to do the shooting. Yes, sir. And the prisoners in the midnight hour, they begin to sing to the glory of God, and the prisoners heard them. You do what you do for the glory of God, somebody's going to see you. Somebody's going to hear you. God got excited and patted his foot and caused an earthquake. He likes singing too. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the examples in this Bible where our God has done it. And he's still the same God, and he'll still do it. Evidence, examples, expressions that God is listening and I'm through. Expression says to us that God is available. We have a God. He is available. I'm glad that I've got a God that's available. Now, there's a lot of people that you can call that's in these big offices, and they're never available. God has got it all. God is everything. And to a little old nobody that's been saved by the grace of God, he is available. Thank God that he is. He is available. But something better than that, he is approachable. Oh yeah, you can approach him. Because I have to talk to a lot of people. Sometimes you have to really pray and get some wisdom about, so how am I going to approach so and so with this? You know why that he's so approachable, and we can just bring, he said, bring all. Yeah. I've got a stinking idea. He understands before we bring. God, he's available. He's approachable. But he is attentive. Yeah. I'm gonna fess up. You already have, so I might as well. There's a lot of time people talking to me, and I'm looking dead in their eyeball. And my mind's 530 miles over yonder somewhere else, thinking about where I got to be and what I got to do. And I said, well, why don't he shut up and go on? Hello. Yeah. Oh, you can look up this way. I'm still here. That's what that boy of mine, Scotty, says. Focus, class. Oh, yeah, I'm just telling you like it is now. Be Christian first. And ever who this is talking to you, it's a serious thing with them. They won't help. And you're in a hurry. Yeah. You should. Good God. Why didn't I go the other way? Why did I come down this aisle in Walmart? Milk sour and ice cream's melting. But our God to his children, when we go in the name of Jesus, our God is so attentive, he never misses a need. He never misses a word. And he can remind you of that 6 months down the road when you've already forgot it. I hadn't slept any all night. This message and two more I've wrestled with like a bulldog all night. And this morning I said, God. And he said, well, if you don't believe it, don't preach it. Yeah, said okay. Said that and on about what I've done back yonder and what I can still do. Said, if you don't believe that, don't preach it. You're a hypocrite. Said, you going to go in there and preach something you don't believe. Son, I've had my scolding for the day. Me and him had a little talk about that, and I feel so much better. Now I could have slept all night if I'd have just listened to him yesterday. If I'd have just... Oh, this is helping these preachers. If I'd have just listened to him to start with, God, I could have slept last night. That trailer would have been trembling when I was snoring. No, but my eyes has been this big. I've preached all night. And then he said, well, if you don't believe it, don't preach it. I said, you've been preaching it. I said, now you don't believe it. The past is a promise. Thank God that He is. He's attentive to His children when they call. I was amazed this morning at waves of people coming at the altar, and I got to thinking, troubles comes like waves on the sea. Every one of them had a different problem. Every wave had... And I said, well, here comes another wave of trouble. Well, I'm so glad that our God was so attentive. He heard every word that you said. Yeah. Did He hear the mother's plea? Yes. Did He hear the old mountain prophet's prayer? Yeah. Did God get the psalmist out of the mess? Over and over again. Did God hear the midnight prisoners? Yes. He did. If He did, and He did, the past is a promise. He wants to hear from you. He wants to help you. He wants to hug on you. Then the question is this, well, why do we have so many problems, just like the song that Jimmy sang? If we didn't have all these problems and troubles, we never would need Him. When you got a bunch of problems and troubles, He's letting you know. Yeah. That you still need Him. Church, I'm telling you, I know for a fact that the past is a promise. I say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank God. And this is what I want to leave with you. This promise. He's still the same God. Still the same God. It's not what He didn't say. But it's what He did say.